What you talking about?
Hello, everybody, and welcome to another segment of Let's Talk About It on Jamestown 107.1 FM. We're also streamed online at newsdakota.com. Today, joining us from the Jamestown Area Chamber of Commerce and coming hot off of the 91st annual banquet, we have Executive Director Emily Bivens. And Emily, welcome to our show.
Thanks, Warren. Thanks for having me.
Well, thank you again for taking the time. Appreciate you stopping by. And boy, oh boy, 91st annual chamber banquet. What a wonderful turnout for that.
It was awesome. And I know I've shared before, I love this event, but it rejuvenates me as a director of the chamber because we get to highlight all the great things in Jamestown and all the great people that make Jamestown just awesome place to live and work. And so it was really fun. I want to thank everyone who was able to come. I want to thank all of the sponsors we had. Our ambassador committee, they definitely show up for that event and they do a lot of work and put a lot of volunteer hours into it. So sure. Huge thank you to our ambassadors. But yeah, we were able to give away some awesome awards. We had our beautification committee gave away 3 different awards. And then, of course, we did the 4 big community awards. And those winners were Nick Bruns of NODAC Mutual Insurance. He was the Young Professional of the Year. The Ann Carlson Center was the Business of the Year. Cyril Sweetland of Jamestown Tourism was the Above and Beyond Award winner. And Dr. Polly Peterson of the University of Jamestown was the Citizen of the Year. So very deserving candidates. And yeah. It was just an awesome night.
It was fantastic. If you missed out, you missed out on a very fun event. But they can look forward to 92nd annual. Yeah. I'm sure you're ready to take a break, though.
Yeah, it's good that's annual and not like monthly, but it is a fun event.
For sure.
And I really like it. And if you did miss out on it, we recorded it. So we'll be putting together that video and hopefully posting that soon.
Awesome. It'll be very fun. Make sure you check that out. And of course, watch the newspaper at newsdakota.com. You can kind of read a recap there as well. Emily, let's also talk about this because now this is also in the rearview mirror off the holidays, the Loyal to Local Passport program. And I'll just let you say just how successful this thing was. It was crazy.
It was awesome. Yeah. We thought we had set a really high goal of tracking $100,000 in local spending over the holidays. And we tracked over $125,000. So again, awesome. No surprise that Jamestown goes above and beyond to support their local businesses. And so I'm so proud of all the consumers and all the businesses that took part in the program. And thank you for doing that. It was a new program for the chamber. And obviously, we had our bumps along the way with a new program, but we hope to do it again. It was really fun and we thought it was really successful. But yeah, we had over 35 prize winners and we posted those winners on our Facebook page. If you haven't got a chance to look, that's where they're posted. And we had over 60 businesses participate in the program. And you didn't have to be a chamber member business to participate. I had that question. You know, it's open to all businesses. But obviously, our chamber members are the ones who know about it because that's the ones we communicate with the most. So yeah, we're just really excited that we were able to do that. And thank you to all of the area businesses and all the consumers that participated.
Emily Bivens, again, Jamestown Area Chamber of Commerce Executive Director here on Let's Talk About It. That Loyal to the Local Passport program. Amazing. It's exciting to hear that that will probably be returning in the next holiday season. Keeping that money local, very important. Emily, we did have a customer service award that was given out this month that we'd like to highlight too, right?
Yes. Mike Hansen over at the Pit Stop was our customer service award winner for January. And his nomination he had a client that had to leave town and their car wasn't working. And so he had their car while they were gone and he was able to fix it. And he actually wasn't able to do everything in his shop and had to collaborate with another shop in town. And he took care of everything for this family and had their car all ready to go when they got home. So
that's awesome.
Very above and beyond. On and very deserving. So congratulations to Mike and thank you to him for providing such great service in Jamestown.
And with a new year upon us, 2022 staring us in the face, you will more than welcome accept customer service award nominations, business of the month nominations, because we know that this community is full of great customer service and in businesses.
Yes. Yes. We are always accepting those nominations. Like you said, we do those monthly. So we're constantly looking for nominations and trying to highlight those great things and those great people in our community. If you want to nominate somebody for Business of the Month or a customer service award, those nomination forms are on our website, jamestownchamber.com. They're at the bottom of the homepage. Or you can contact the chamber and we can take the nomination for you.
Well, will you lead us right into what we want to do, Emily? If people have questions, of course, jamestownchamber.com, a great place. Like you said, Facebook has a lot of that information as well, but multiple ways to get involved with the chamber.
Yeah, you can call us at 701-252-4830. Email me, director@jamestownchamber.com. Like you said, check out our website, jamestownchamber.com. Or you can come in and see us. We're located at 122nd Street Southeast in downtown Jamestown. We are co-located with the Motor Vehicle Department here in Jamestown. You don't need an appointment to come to the chamber, but you do need an appointment to go to the Motor Vehicle Department. To make an appointment, you can call 1-855-633-6835 or visit dot.nd.gov.
Okay, and don't forget about that kiosk. You like to mention that too.
Yes, there is a kiosk in Cashwise here in town, obviously available during Cashwise's business hours. So if you just need to renew your vehicle tabs, you can go right to the kiosk, pay with a credit card, and they print it out right there for you. So you don't need an appointment for that.
Excellent. Makes it very easy, but Chamber Lady always does that. So Emily, we appreciate the time. Thanks for joining us today.
Thanks, Warren.